Perek Aleph, Pasuk He. The Pasuk states, Be'ever Hayardain, Be'eretz Moyov, Hoyil Moshe, Be'er Es HaTorah Hazois Leimor. On the other side of the Jordan, in the land of Moyov, Moshe began clarifying this Torah. I would like to explain the word Be'er. Rashi comments that Moshe clarified the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael in 70 languages. The 70 languages are those which resulted from Hashem confusing the language of those who built the Tower of Babel. As the Pasuk states in Parshas Noach, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tes, Al Kein Koro Shemo Bavel, Kisham Bolal Hashem Sefas Kol Ha'oretz, Umisham Hefitzam Hashem Al Pnei Kol Ha'oretz. This is why it was named Bavel, because it was there that Hashem confused the language of the whole earth, and from there Hashem scattered them over the face of the entire earth. The Sifsei Chachamim comments that in Parshas Kisavoy, in Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Ba'er Heitev. Instead of Be'er, it is Ba'er and the word Heitev. The Pasuk says, V'chosavto al ho'avonim es kol divrei ha'toyroh hazois, Ba'er Heitev. And the gematria of the word heitev is 70. If you calculate hey is 5, then hey and yud together is 15, then hey, yud, and tes together equals 24, and hey, yud, tes, and vase is 26, which equals to 70. So, Ba'er Heitev means to clarify clearly in 70 languages. This is a remez. The Medrash Tanchuma points out that it is difficult to understand what is meant exactly by the word Be'er in our parsha, meaning to clarify, since Rashi already stated in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, Nemru kloloiseho ufratoiseho vidikdukeho misinai. The general rules and their fine points were stated at Har Sinai already. Therefore, what is there to clarify? However, the Ibn Ezra writes, Vihine Moshe heichel leforesh levonim shenoledu bamidbor ma sheira laavoisehem. Moshe began to explain to the children who are born in the Midbar what happened to their fathers. Va'omar lohem kol ha-mitzvois, and he related to them all the mitzvois. Gam aseres ha-devorim sheshamu'u avoiseihem mipi Hashem. Also, the aseres ha-dibrois that their ancestors heard from the mouth of Hashem, Yishmu'um gam heim mipi tzir ne'eman. They too would hear them from the mouth of Moshe, who is the faithful messenger. Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk states, Rav lochem sheves bohor hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Bnei Yisrael, you have dwelt here long enough. It is time to move on. Rashi gives two interpretations of the word sheves. According to the first pshat, the word sheves is to be translated as if there was a lamed at the beginning of the word, lo sheves, which is the makor, the infinitive, meaning to dwell. According to the Medrash, the Sifri, Rashi brings down, the word sheves is a noun and means yeshiva, your dwelling, al yeshivaschem bohor hazeh, for your having dwelt on this mountain. you have gained much because of your dwelling on this mountain. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk states, Havu lochem anoshim chachomim unevoinim. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, provide yourselves with wise men. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov, asks, if the singular term for man is ish, why isn't the plural ishim? Instead, we find the word anoshim as the plural for men. Although we do find in very few places the word ishim, the plural is generally anoshim. Rav Yaakov answers that a group of people is not a collection of many individuals. Kibbutz shel anoshim harbei einoi tseiruf shel harbei yichidim. Rather, the word anoshim is a new term and a different concept, a group, a new entity. Therefore, the word anoshim is not just the plural of individuals. In Parshas Bereishis, Perek Dalet Pasuk Chavav, Rav Yaakov says, that which was pasha to me, that the word anoshim is the plural of enoish, is not so poshut either. The word enoish is always written with a vav after the nun. This presents a problem because we know, al pi dikduk, the komatz under the nun of the word anoshim can only be derived from a cholam choser, that is, a cholam without a vav, such as oizen becomes Oznayim. The Aleph of Oizen does not have a Vav, therefore Oznayim, the Komatz under the Aleph, is a Komatz Katan. Or Chodesh, Chodoshim. Chodesh is without a Vav. The original word in the singular is written without a Vav. Therefore, we cannot convert Enoish that has a Vav into a Komatz to become Anoshim. Therefore, Rav Yaakov questions whether the word anoshim is actually a derivative of the word enoish. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk states, Va'asimeim b'rosheichem. Moshe tells the Bnei Yisrael to provide themselves with men who are wise and understanding and well known to the Shvatim, and he will appoint them as heads. In the Pasuk, the word va'asimeim, meaning I will appoint them, is written with a yud after the sin. Rashi writes, choser yud, that the yud is missing. The Mizrahi, the Chizkuni, the Balaturim also seem to agree that the yud is missing. The Minchas Shai writes that the problem is that in all Sifrei Torah of Ashkenaz, Mitzrayim, and Yerushalmim, it is written with a yud. Rashi explains, by not having the missing yud actually teaches us that we can interpret the word as va'ashimeim, with a shin, and without a yud. Sha'ashmoisehem shel Yisrael tuluyois b'roshei dayonehem. The sins of the Bnei Yisrael hang on the heads of their judges. Shehoyolohem limchois, because the judges should have protested against the sinners, therefore the guilt of the sinners falls upon the leaders. The Be'er Chayvois points out that in effect, Rashi had made three changes. Number one, the word does not mean to appoint, but rather, I will make them guilty. Number two, according to this pshat, the shorish is not sin yud mem, it is not an ayin yud verb. The shorish is osham, a pe aleph verb. Number three, the letter is changed from a sin to a shin. The Be'er Chayvois asks, according to this, what is the nafkamine, whether the word is mole yud or choser yud? Pshat depends on the shayrish and whether it is a shin or a sin. The Be'er Chayvois explains that what was bothering Rashi was why the Pasuk did not use the word ve'etain, ve'etain roshim aleichem. Pasuk Tezvav stated vo'etain oisam roshim aleichem. The word vo'etain was used. Therefore, the kavonas ha-pasuk was to allow for the change of the sin to the shin, and teach the concept of ashma, guilt. The question then arises, the word va'ashimeim should have been written with two alephin, two letters aleph, a'ashimeim, one for the shayrish and one for the ois hashimush. Therefore, the Be'er Chayvois writes that the correct version of Rashi actually is Choser Aleph and not Choser Yud. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin. The Pasuk states, Vo'atzaveh es shoifeteichem bo'eis ahi leimor, Shomoya bein acheichem, Ushvattem tzedek bein ish uvein ochiv uvein geiroi. Moshe said, I commanded your judges at the time I appointed them, listen among your brothers and judge them righteously between a man and his brother or his fellow litigant. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin Amid Beis comments on the word Shomoya, which is written Choser without a Vav after the Mem. The words Shomoya bein acheichem ushvatetem tzedek, hear between your brothers and judge them righteously, Amar Rabbi Chanina, as horo leveis din, sheloi yishma divrei ba'al din, koidem sheyavoi ba'al din chaveiroi. This is a warning to Beis Din that it may not hear the words of one litigant before his fellow litigant arrives. Both litigants must be present when he hears their claims. This halacha is derived from the word shomoya. The pasuk says, the Gemara writes, Kri bei nami shameya bein acheichem. We should interpret the letters shin, mem, ayin, since there are no nukudos in the Sefer Torah, Kri beinami shameya bein acheichem. Since the word shomoya is written without a vav, it may be pronounced shameya, which means make heard. Make heard between your brothers. A litigant's case should be heard only when both parties are present. The form of the verb shomoya is the makor of binyan kal, and shameya is a verb in binyan pl. I will conclude with Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk states, Lo yisakiru fonim bamishpot, you shall not show favoritism in judgment. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amid Beis explains the word sakiru. Rav Yehuda Omer, Loi sakirehu. The Torah is instructing the judge, do not recognize a litigant who you love. Do not rule in his favor because you know him and love him. The words of Rashi are, Im hu oihavecha. Rabbi Elazar says, Loi sinakirehu. Do not treat the litigant whom you hate as a stranger. Do not rule against him because you hate him. According to Rabbi Elazar, the word sakiru is from the Lashon of Nechar. Do not treat him like a Nochri. The Lashon of Rashi is, Imhu soina acha, loy sa'ase loy kinochri l'chayivoy. If he is your enemy, do not treat him like a stranger to declare him guilty just because he is your enemy.